Could you explain the role of enjoyment within the context of taking food with the purpose of nourishment? Sometimes the reflections that one has are to curb a natural tendency, so that there's a natural tendency to enjoy food. I mean, it just goes across every culture. That's probably the most one of the most social events in any culture is taking of food. So that I think enjoyment in the one keeps reminding oneself that it's not just for the purpose of enjoying or to get swept up into the feeling, because that's the tendency, that's the habit. That's one brings to mind things to counter the habits. One of the things to do when you're eating, like bringing a spoon of food or a mouthful of food, and you put it in your mouth, and to actually pay attention to how long it is that it's in your mouth before your eyes are already going to the next mouthful. It's not very long usually. So that sense of we get swept up in the enjoyment. Another take or perspective on that is in the monastic discipline, there's a gazillion kind of rules and trainings, and one of the things that say that the Buddha allows, and when the Buddha allows, it usually means you should be doing it, is the use of toothwoods, cleaning the teeth, so that to you make up these toothwoods and then you clean your teeth with them, and there's not supposed to be shorter than this or longer than that, and there's advice on how to do it. But then the Buddha gives one of the advantages of using toothwoods, cleaning one's teeth properly, is that food tastes better. So the Buddha wasn't against things tasting good. It's just that sense of being swept up in the mood, the attachment, the pleasure, and forgetting the context of it.